Okay, let's start towards the end of the parsha. Maybe we'll work backwards. If you look in Pirek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph at base, let's take a look at the Ramban on that Pasuk. Yeah, she Havali Bonim. She says, give me kids. Right?
Yep.
I'm Rama Forshim. Shetispalu alai. So Rashi the Ben Ezra say, or Shavel Satzak points out, that she asked, Rachel asked Yaakov to daven on her behalf because she was barren. Vim ayin mesa nochi, Lashon Rashi. Shemishin lobonim choshu kemes. Gemar has that in the Dharm. He quotes the Precious Rabba. I'm familiar with the Gemara in the Dharma Daf Samach Dal and Beis. Who midrash Rabbo Seinu. It's a Gemara also. Ani Tomo Him Kain Lama Chara Apo. Right. So the Ramban basically is asking, right?
Why did Yaakov get angry?
Yeah, I mean, why did he get angry? I mean, she wants kids. V'lama Amar Hatachas Elokim Anochi. Why does he say, "What am I in place of God"?
B'shomea al tzadikim Hashem. And she's asking him to daven, and he's a tzadik, so you'd think Hashem would listen, so he should have said, okay, fine, happy to help.
Right, and that's like a playoff of the Pasuk of Tehillim, where Shavuot points out, Shomea alav yonim Hashem. That's in Tehillim, Samach Tes, Pasuk Lamed Dalet. Masha Omer Abba, lo hayu lo bonim, your father, right?
When he says, when his right Rashi quotes, I think his response, right, is,
right.
You know, when she says, you should daven like your father davened for
Yitzhak
your mother,
Yitzhak
daven for Rivka,
yeah.
So you should daven for me,
he had no
and he
kids.
Says, with my father,
I have
nobody,
kids from other women.
I have
women.
Children already.
He had no kids. Ani yeshli bonim mimcha
minon.
From you, mimech mona, from you it's been prevented. Mimeni lomona, I have kids with other women. Chiat tzadikim, enim ispalim barachirim. Ban is troubled, yeah?
Yeah.
What, tzaddikim don't daven for other people?
Or just because the tzaddik says, well, I don't have that problem, so, you know,
strange,
I'm not going to help you. It's a strange,
strange response. Vine Eliyahu ve'Elisha, we know Eliyahu ve'Elisha spalu bad noshim nachriyas. We know that Eliyahu and Elisha daven for women that were strangers they didn't even know. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Points out here on the bottom, L'maisa.
Yeah.
That so this is a strong kasha, yeah? The response is strange. So he points out here in the bottom of Shavel that the Reim answers, tefillah is only possible for those that are mavakish, yeah? She'itin lo Hashem, ma'she'ein lo, something that doesn't have, it just doesn't work. You just won't quest it and aspire it as fervently.
Right.
Or you mavakish that Hashem should give others ma'she'ein lahem. But when you have a shtickle of it already, yeah, that's
right, that
being
just
sought
sort of takes
out.
You out of the picture.
Yeah, somehow you can't have the kavana or something like that, yeah?
Right. So the Nemukah Shmuel challenges the rain.
Yeah, the Nemukah Shmuel then, which we mentioned that, say, from the in the introduction, I believe. He has a kasha and he says, Mabakach. Hayat Hashem Tixer, and Hashem always willing to help.
Right,
you know?
Right. Hashem is always willing to help. So you're going to say that, well, the tzaddik's davening is going to be less effective because, you know, he's not as needy of whatever it is he's asking for. Yeah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands the need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows he's davening on behalf of someone else. So Hashem's not going to say, oh, I'm not going to grant it because you're davening on behalf of someone else.
Right. So he says, Mestabri Yosra hi Chuvas Amarovi. Chuvas Amarovi. I'm not sure who that is, right? Shemacher Shiyoda, since we know that in the future he's going to set up 12 Shvatim, not more, how could he daven on something that's going to be a Chova L'Acherim?
It's potentially causing a problem for some of the other Imahos, I think, is what he's going to say.
Yeah, and that's what he might mean when he said, am I instead of God? I can't choose who's going to have kids and who's not. From you, you've been chosen to be the one who's not going to have kids. Right? And your schus is to help you out is going to hurt other people. And I don't want to mix in and make a chol for other people. It's like, you know, Tovus Labalchov. So that's an interesting teretz. So let's go over this. So the Ramban is bothered by Yaakov's response. You know, we always, Tzaddikim always try to help other people out, you know. Mm-hmm. He says, well, I have kids from other people, but through you I don't, and that's really your problem. That's basically what he's saying.
Right, which is a strange response.
Right, to Yaakov at Tzaddik and, you know, the Mechish of others. So the Reim answers is that the Metzius is, if you're not in that matzav, you know, you can be show empathy, but it only works so far.
Right. He's saying basically, I actually can't help you.
Right.
Not that I don't want to.
Right.
But
just
I can't.
The mitzius, it won't work.
It won't help.
The madreg of the kavona.
Right.
Well
so
said.
The Nimuk Shmuel says.
He says, what do you mean? The Abish Yad Hashem Tiks Hashem can do anything. He knows what you mean.
Right.
So he wants to say, Yosher Chuvas Amarovi. I know Chuvas Amarovi is. He basically says, it was already in the cards, would be 12 Shvatim. Right.
And he can't affect.
Yeah. He says, you know what? If I help you, I'm going to hurt other people. And that's not something for me to do.
Right.
No, I don't want to step in.
It's giving you, like, getting you one is denying that one to one of the other
wives. Well said. And the Taz writes in the Sefer, he answers the Ramban's Kasha, that Rochel was a miskavin that Yaakov should daven to Mevata the Gzer Sashem is Baruch. And on that, Yaakov answers that this is not a Gzer Ba'alma, that's Nigzer on the Indian Chodesh, that a Tzadik has the Koyach to Mevata if Hashem listens. Mashenk and Khan. Rachel already was in Akara ibn the Bria, and it's done already. It's like a Tefillah Shav.
Right.
Like the Rabbi said, Sichron Rachel said, Iker Ma'itr the Rechem Lohayala, she never had a uterus. So therefore, you needed to create a new Bria Chadasha. This was like, you know, in Lamal Min Ateva.
Right.
And the Koach of Tzadik is not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different Teret. So basically, these are the three Terutzim that kind of, you know, are able to Mamazber, you know, Yaakov Avinu well.
Reaction.
His reaction, either that it was you know, b'metzias, he couldn't do with the chostfila, like the Reim, or based on the Nemuke Shmuel with her other people, or based on the Taz, that it was something that was l'malim in a tava.
Right, because each one of those fits with Asachas Elohim, right?
Right,
it's like,
right.
I'm not God, therefore I can't help in this kind of
right.
situation.
Cause
that's
I didn't,
the first one.
Because I'm not
right.
in the Kavanah. I didn't have the Kavanah to reach
right,
there.
Sure, right,
yeah.
right. Hayat Hashem Tikzor, that's true, but I'm
but
not God,
he,
right? And then there's the Truvas Maravi. Right.
Oh, I mean, that was the cash he said. Hey, I'm too sure he could
no, I
reach
said, but the same lotion could apply. He said,
right.
I can't do that, right?
Right?
Hashem can do it. I can't. I'm not Hashem, right?
Right.
And then there's the Chuvas Maravi.
Right.
Right, that he can't, you know, again, I'm not in place of Hashem to
decide
who gains,
you have a
who, gains who loses, right?
Right. Right.
And then the third one is that I'm not in place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to effectuate a brand new, you know, Bria Chadasha, which
that's
is
correct.
What would
so
be required in this situation.
Right. Well said about that then. Okay, so back to the Ramban, yeah? Venera, Shibishvil Zet Tafsu Rabosenu, because of this, Tafsuhu Rabosenu. Rabosenu have grabbed him.
Yeah, grabbed. That sounds like Yaakov.
Said that he was wrong. Amru Bereshis Rabba, Amru LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach Ones Meikis. The Bereshis Rabba says, that's the way you talk to people that are oppressed.
Right, they're in pain. What do you,
right.
you know?
Chayecha Shabanecha Asidim Lamod Fanai Bona. In the future, your kids are going to what? Lifnei Benoah. Are going to stand in front of Yosef, her kids.
Those sons where you said to her,
won't exist.
It's not my problem because I have children.
Right.
Those very children are going to have to, you know, respect
right.
her son.
Well, so you see that it seems to be the Medrash does take him to task.
Yeah.
Those two roots we said on the bottom, I don't know, they're going to have to, they'll have to reread the Medrash. I think what they would say is that no matter which answer it is,
there's still it's a gentler way, maybe.
Uh-huh, that's a nice way of saying it. And also, the bottom line is that maybe there are exceptions to every rule, and he wasn't...
Maybe he still have to try. Leave it up to Kodesh Baruch.
Yeah, he wasn't trying.
It was like, B'hadei Chavchi Rachmona. Your job is just to, you know, do what you can to help the person who's in trouble. Kodesh Baruch will deal with whether it's a chov or a chos
right.
or, you know,
yeah,
if it's a Bria Chadash, whatever it is.
There's two scales. I mean, there's a yistadlis you got to put in.
Right. I mean, no one's saying, yeah, we understand that, you know, you can't effectuate a Bria Chadash, but that doesn't exempt you from the obligation to try.
Right.
Or at least to make an effort.
There's got to be yistadlis, and maybe that's what they would for him from.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Then he continues, Alderech HaPshad, Amru Rochel, Yaakov, Sheetin, Labonim. Alderech HaPshad, Rochel says to Yaakov, Sheetin, Labonim, that he should give her kids. Behem is tied to Lamor, she spalled us. She really wanted him to daven. While she spalled, Allah, Sheetin, Labonim, Akoponim. Yeah, but the daven for achitin lo bonim al koponim. Vim ein shetamis atzma betzar. If she doesn't have kids, she would actually kill herself betzar. I mean, not literally, but she'd be so distressed over it, she would die betzar, God forbid. Dibra shaloka hogan mikinasa. She really spoke irresponsibly. Right, with her jealousy.
To say she was so jealous of her sister that, you know, I'm going to die of jealousy.
Right. V'choshva kibav also. She thought kibav also with...
Yaakov's love for her.
Love for also Yisana Yaakov. Yaakov would fast for her for the Yobas Sak Vever, where sackcloth.
Because if she says, I am so distressed that right. this is going to, you know, put me into a, you know, a depression that's going to kill me.
Right.
She was hoping that that would motivate Yaakov to mourn on her behalf, and therefore maybe, you know, something good would come out of it.
Yeah, in other words, that's what she was thinking, right?
Yeah.
I think that's that lush, I don't know, the brackets. She's diving, he's spell out Sheila Bonham, Shlo Thomas Bitzar, so she wouldn't die. So that's what he wants to say. That's Derech Hapshat.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that's so much different than, you know, what we had said before. I mean, it was also the daven, no? But this, you mean he's adding this notion about the death. Right. Okay.
Words, that's not, you know, that's part of the request for tefillah in a certain sense. Is she saying, and this is so depressing to me that I'm going to die. And that was an attempt to motivate Yaakov, you know, to sympathize. It wasn't like a threat so much.
That was wrong for her to talk like that, I guess?
It sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, she's saying Shaloka Hogan. Why was it Shaloka Hogan? And she wants the kid so much.
You have to recognize that this is maybe just what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind.
And therefore,
I understand that it's easy to say that and hard to do that, but maybe that's why it's Shaloka Hogan.
And she's got
to
get it together. I mean, also, Ma'abed Atzmon Adas. I mean, you're not allowed to kill yourself. You know, you're not allowed to make
I'm not sure she's saying committing suicide.
You're not allowed to make yourself sick either, you know.
Right, but that's just, she's saying that's just a reality, so to speak. It's like it's going to be so depressing that I'm going to lose my will to live, so to speak.
That it's usher. So you're saying that she wasn't necessarily going to do it on purpose. She said it could be a metzias. I mean, but maybe I'm saying like that.
That's the Shaloka Hogan, I think.
Right, but speaking like that, because you really should never let that happen.
Correct.
You got to take care of yourself.
Correct.
Okay. All right, very good. So let's continue to base. I wanted to see Aleph and Beis here. Okay, very good. So he says, so you get the end, you get the impression from the end, the beginning of the piece in Ramban is that Yaakov was wrong, right?
Right.
And then the end of the piece, you get the perspective that she was wrong, you know?
I think he's going to say they're both wrong in some way, right? She was wrong for the way she couched it.
And he was wrong for his response.
He was wrong for the way he responded.
Uh-huh. Even though we had three pshatim to defend him. Okay. Very good. And it's interesting that we speak that Shaloka Hogan, that you should speak that way so much. Okay, fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying it's a chiddush, not a chiddush, but it's interesting that it's deemed a shalok ogan to speak like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, Beis, v'icharaf Yaakov. Shane Tfilis. Yeah, what were you
saying? I say it's shalok ogan because, in a certain sense, maybe it's a lack of, you know, of emunah and bitachon. The situation that a person's in, that's the situation of Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that person in.
Right.
Right? So, and again, it's easy to say it, hard to do it, right? The person's
speak that
job,
way is not being
macabre. Correct. Mm-hmm. Right? We said that way back when we started with Avram and the Nisyonos.
Yeah.
And, you know, who's the Nisyon for? And do you have to be Makabal? How do you Makabal it? Can you request it? That whole... Right, so Kodesh Baruch Hu's put her in this situation. She has, in a certain sense, well, I think almost an obligation to make her peace with it and realize this is what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Or maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me in this situation in order to motivate my tefillah. Maybe he really intends to change the situation, but I have to dive and I have to come to the conclusion that where I am is where Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me to be.
Right, right.
And to fight back, not to say, right, to react and say, I'm upset that I'm in this situation, but I understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me in this situation, so I'm going to dive in that he should decide that I've accomplished whatever I need to accomplish from the situation, and I can be released, That's one thing. That's a positive reaction to the situation. Right. To say it's a terrible situation and I'm going to die as a result, that's pretty much not what Coach Baruch Hu wants her to get out of it. And right. maybe that's why it's Shaloka Hogan.
It's a lack of the one to
she's
be
getting
talking.
The wrong. She's getting the wrong message out of it.
Yeah, it's a lack of the one to be talking.
Yeah.
Very, very good. So this is positive. It's Yichar Af Yaakov, Afkar Gab said, Shein Tfilis Sadikim B'yodim B'yodim V'tan Al Koponim. The bottom line
not
is,
guaranteed.
Yeah, the Tfilis Sadikim is not in your hand that it'll be listened to and answered in any manner. Bavur Shadibra Derech Kaguya Noshima Huvos Lafchido B'misosa Char Apoy.
He didn't like being taken advantage
yeah,
of.
Yeah, before, by the fact she spoke in this Derech of Gaguim, like missing, you know.
Yearnings of a beloved wife.
Beloved wife.
Because she played on his emotions.
Yet to scare him with her death, he got really angry at that.
Right, he says, I don't want to be manipulated.
Yeah, it's brinkmanship, you know?
Yeah.
Well, brinkmanship in the sense that she's going to die. Like, he said to her, Sheena b'makom elokim, he's not in the place of God. She yifkod akaros akoponim, that Hashem should remember the barren in any manner. Ve'inenu choshesh b'dover. And
it's not a concern to him.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about it. So, mimena,
harsh language.
Yeah, mimena nimna pri baboton. From her, the fruit of the stomach has been prevented. Lo mimenu, not from him. Zeliasro so lachlima. This was a response to him and to shame her and embarrass her because
he's trying to rebuke her.
She needed musr. That's what he's saying. And he had tzadekis pirosa shalotuchel isamach al tfilis Yaakov. Notice he calls her Sadekis.
Right.
Sadekis, when she saw that she could not rely on the Tfilis Yaakov, Shavali Spal Atzma, she went and returned to Davin on herself. Kel Shomayatzaka.
I think it's El Shomayatzaka, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, who listens to...
Oh, El Shomayatzaka? Yeah, I thought it was Kel Shomayatzaka.
If you look down at the note at the bottom, Rav Shavel says...
El Hashem to Hashem.
Right. So she's now motivated to daven on her own behalf,
uh-huh.
which is, you know, maybe also was one of his what he was trying to get across, is what are you coming to me for, mm-hmm. right? You should daven, you know, on your own first.
As he says, a playoff of the puzzle in Eve, Rav Shavel, Hatzakasa Yishma Kel. Okay. Vizoshi Yishma Aileha Elokim. Shem listened, yeah?
To her. Meaning
yeah.
she was motivated, she was like extra motivated by Yaakov's rejection
right.
and reproof.
Maybe that's what he had in mind.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, to motivate her to daven. You know, sometimes you need tough, what do they say, tough love,
tough
right?
Love, yeah.
It's giving the musr. Even though the musr says in Sukkah, we say, B'yomin mekara v'docha b'smol, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here, okay, Hulai Nitkin Aldas Raboseinu, and this is an act that Aldas Raboseinu, Ki Yaakov Ef Shershal Ispal Ishto Auvo Ki Akarahi. This is, we can fix up Aldas Raboseinu based on the Messiah,
yeah?
That Yaakov was impossible
that he didn't daven. Right? He loves her, right?
He
loves her. So is it possible to say that he wasn't moved and he didn't daven at all?
Yeah, we can rectify it. Allah Shalom, but the Skabla Tfiloso, the bottom line is Tfilo wasn't Makubal. Uba Ata Rachel Lisololov. Rachel comes now to complain about this. Laymore. She eat in Labonim that he should give her kids while Alkoponim with Tfiloso. Nevertheless, she should be granted the kid through his Tfilo. He's no worse than his father that was successful. And then that also ticked him off. He got angry. The matter is in the hand of God and not his own hand. My father's tefillahs were listening because he was a tzaddik. And he was supposed to have kids.
It's possible that she's just fated not to have children.
Right.
So he did daven for her. And she took him to task, basically, for not accomplishing.
Right.
And he said, well, hey, you know, you don't say, oh, you know, you worked for Yitzchak. It was a different situation. Yitzchak didn't have children yet at
right.
all.
Right.
But he was destined to have children. It just required the tefillah.
Right.
But maybe she's fated not to have children because, after all, he says, I already have shvatim. I already have children.
Right, right.
So it's a different situation, he's
right.
saying.
I'm wondering.
Still a little on her side.
I'm wondering if it ticked him off that she mentioned his father.
Could be. Like, why are you comparing me
I don't know. I'm just, Yaakov was a tzaddik. You know, the Rambam writes in the Hilchos Shuvos. Remember, we always mention four Mar Makomos. Yaakov was a tzaddik. Tzaddik, he left the city of Yetzer, the beginning of the Parsha.
Mm-hmm.
When a tzaddik leaves the little ear, the imprint, the Gemara in Chulin that the stones were fighting to be the pillow. The tzaddik is more chav of this moment than Gufo Gemara in Chulin. He went back for the Pachim Ketanim.
Right.
And then the Rambam that says that an employee never should waste time. The last halacha in Hilchos Shuvos poem, he calls him Yaakov a tzaddik. So he says, because, like you said, he answered, you know, his father's a different situation, you know.
Right.
I was waiting for the Raman to say, maybe it ticked him off that, you know, you mentioned the father. But Yaakov was a tzaddik.
By Yichar Apo.
Yeah.
He was annoyed that she brought him up because what
right,
do you bring him
into? Right, but because it was different situations. I was thinking, you know.
Just in general, like, why are you bringing him
social,
up at all?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Socially, it's like a shtuch.
Right. Right. You're not as much of a tzaddik as your father.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say that colloquially.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not as much of a tzaddik as your father, but obviously that's what the Ramban says, but it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you really got to put together these two.
Together, the whole
Aleph and Beis, yeah. So that was the Chiddush. So the bottom line is he did daven for her, you know. It's hard to imagine that he didn't. Yeah.
Yep.
He doesn't really quote a mucker for that. He just presumes that, you know.
Right. He says, Yevshar.
Yeah, it's Yevshar, yeah. Well said. Okay, good. That's the first stickle. Okay, let's go back now to... let's go back here to the beginning of the Parsha, okay? And Perek Chof Ches Pasuk Yud Beis. A little bit of a Chiddush here with the...
Sulam.
Yeah, with the Sulam here. I don't know exactly what's going on with the Malachim here. Let's see if we can try to get some sort of handle on it. So Rabban says in the beginning of the Parsha, Chof Ches Pasuk Yud Beis. Yeah? Okay, v'nei Sulam Mutzav Arta Rosh HaMagiyah Shemai V'nei Malachi Elohim Olim Yordim Bo. Hereu B'chalom HaNavuah. The Ebeshter showed Yaakov in a dream the prophecy, Kikol HaNasa Ba'aretz, anything that's done in this world is Nasa Yedei Malachim. It's kind of strange, like the robotic Malachim and kind of like connected with every human being. Whatever you do in this world, that same Malach does something upstairs. V'akol B'gzeres Elyon Aleihem. They have no B'chiris Chavshus, so it's kind of like the robots. Ki Malachi Elohim Asher Sholach Hashem Lisalach Ba'aretz. Because Malachi Elohim that Hashem sends to go in Ba'aretz, this is like a playoff of a Pasuk in Zechariah, Rosh Hashanah says, Lo Yasu Ketano Gedola, they don't do the smallest, the largest thing, Ad Shuvim Yitzyasev Al Adon Kol Ha'aretz, until they go back and repeat to Hashem, or report to Hashem, right? Lamor, Al Adon Kol Ha'aretz, Lamor saying, Lefanav Salachno Ba'aretz, we've gone in front of him Ba'aretz, and he Yoshevis B'Shalva, and they're sitting in tranquility, Omalea Cherev Vidam, or full of sword and blood, whichever, you know,
right,
the job is. We Yitzava Aleim, whether it was good or violent, you know, We Yitzava Aleim Lashuv Larenis Bars, Hashem commands them to return down to earth, Lasos Tvaro, to do his...
In other words, they have a preliminary, you know, reconnaissance. They go through and they see what's going on. They come
right
back and they say, here's the situation. Then it goes, Ruch, okay, now go do what I told you to do.
Right.
It's like
it's
a two-step...
Like a good thing, you know?
Like a two-step process.
You know, when you say, like, by Hashanah Rabbah, a good kvittel.
Right.
That the letter is... The kvittel is a letter that's symbolic of, you know, the whatever, the Hashkocha Prati is being implemented. You know, you should have a good letter, basically.
Right.
So they say they do what's going on. I guess they have to report to. I don't even know why you need that first stage. Obviously, Hashem knows what's going on. You know,
right?
I'm not sure what the
maybe
purpose of that is.
Maybe they have to have an awareness of the situation.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, even though they themselves don't have a chiras chavshus, I guess. Yeah.
Yep.
Even though we said the Malachim did cry for the Akedah, whatever that means. Vereo ki hu yisparach nitzav al atzulam. Yeah, and he showed him ki hu yisparach nitzav al atzulam.
Abishur
is, you know, on top of the ladder. Maftichol Yaakov, Avtocha Gedol, is promising Yaakov with a great promise. Lo diu to notify him, Shuhu lo ye b'yad malachim, to notify him that he will not be b'yad malachim. Aval ye chelak Hashem, He will be mamish apportioned with Hashem via imot tamid. David shall be with him all the time.
There's no connection.
Yeah, exactly.
More immediate.
Yeah, kmo shomar vihine anochi imach shmartich b'chol shu telech. That's what the pasuk says. I'll be with you. Shmartich b'chol shu telech. Ki ma'aloso gedoylo. His mile was greater mishar hatzadikim. Shneimar b'hem ki malachov yitzav alach l'shmorcha b'chol derachecha.
Right, everybody else, Hashem right. says, I'm going to command Malachim to keep an eye on you. But the right. Malachim, there's like this delayed action, right? Malachim, first right. they have to go out, then they come back, then they get orders from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do.
Right.
He says to Yaakov, Yaakov, you're a greater tzaddik, you're on a greater madrega. I'm going to keep an eye on you directly, which means more immediate action if something right. needs to be done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right there to do it.
Hashgacha, yeah.
Hashgacha, more, better yeah. Hashgacha.
Seems very similar, parallel to the Ramban about Eretz Yisrael, supposed to chutzlars. Yeah, in other words, he's always appoints a tsar in the other nations, but Eretz Yisrael is bechvado
ba'atzmoi. Right, same
it's
idea.
Heightened. Yeah,
same idea.
Here it's in the Gavri, you know, makes sense then.
Which makes sense, though. I mean,
yeah, it makes
Eretz
sense.
Eretz Yisrael and Yisrael yeah. Yaakov and.
Right, and it makes sense what we said a few weeks ago that he only was shomer Torah and mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. You know what I mean? That they go well together. That heightened hashgacha mandated that. Type of shmiras and mitzvahs, maybe, you know.
Yep.
Okay, I don't know, perhaps. Well, Das Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, says in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Abachai quotes it, Rabbi Shavel says. So, Das Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Ha'yisazos Hamara Kinyin Ben HaMesarim. This is like the vision that Avram had, Ben HaMesarim, La'Avram. Yehereu Mamshalas Arba Malchios. He was shown during that time period, yeah. The Mamshalas Arba Malchios, the dominion of the four kingdoms. Their heights and their falls. Yeah, so it was very, the Hashkocha was great. It was the time Malachi Elohim, and this is the time of Malachi
Elohim.
Right. And there's the Fidat Subalaz of the Sermon, Manos al Umos. Yeah. According to the first, you see what he says there in the bottom?
This was Yaakov's version.
Of the Brispin of
Mitzrayim. That just like in the Brispin of Mitzrayim, Avram was shown the Abba Malchuyos that were going to enslave.
Right, and he says, Ema was Malchus Bavel. Chashech is Malchus Madai. Right? Gedolo means is Malchus Yovin.
I also love Malchus Edo.
Right. So those were shown to.
That's the language that was used with the Brispin of Mitzrayim to Avram.
Right.
But then the Malachi Elohim Olim Viordim.
Right.
So I guess that's a reference to four Malachim, if you think about it, right? Malachi Elohim is two, but that's two going up and two going down.
Right.
That's four. So that's the same right. four Malchios.
Well, he says, according to the laws of those are the Sar and Mamon al-Umos. He says, according to the first day, they're only Shluchim, Shad HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent. I guess the first day on the first page,
correct.
That you said it was
correct.
Reconnaissance.
That's the more...
Right. Uh-huh.
That's the more common, I think, understanding.
That they were Malachim,
right? Those are the Malachim of
right.
Eretz Yisrael leaving, and the Malachim of Chutzla are coming. Right? That's Rashi's interpretation, I think.
That they were Malachim, not right. representatives of the Umos Oilam.
Correct, but then he's saying Rabbi Elazar HaGadol from the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar is saying this is Yaakov Avinu, like another version of the Bris Mein HaBesarim, that vision,
right.
and it's those four Malachim that are represented here are the Sarim of those Umos.
Well said. And is the time Malachim Kamo Shomer Baniel Sarim Malchus Yovin, like it's found by Daniel. Yeah,
he talks about
yeah Sarim Malchus Yovin and Sarim Malchus Paros. Hashem will be with them everywhere they go. We should bring them Yatzlinim Yodim. And Hashem will save them.
It's another version, interesting. I've never heard that before. It's another version of the promise to Avram of the Brisham Basarim. Yes, they're going to be for Goliath, but I'm going to be with your children.
Right.
I'm going to be with them and get them out, ultimately.
So you have Avram, you have Yaakov, and you have Daniel. Right? Amru, Heraloach. So it says Amru. This is Pirkei Rabbi Elazar also, he says, in the Mershon Chumiyetz and Vikar Rabba. He says, Rishon Amro, Herlo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Arba Machilus, Moshlim, Abdon. Shem showed the four kingdoms when they were on top and when they got destroyed. Herio, Sar, Malchus, Bavel, Holis, Shivim, Ukim, Vyorid. There were 70 rungs on the ladder for Bavel.
We know, because
that's the 70 years.
70 years, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing, no? And then it says, "Vereu Sar Malchus Madai Olam Mea Vishmonim Ukim Biyorim." There were 80 rungs.
180.
Yeah, unbelievable, no? That was the 80 years of the Regalus, I guess. Vereu Sar Malchus Edom Olam Eni Yorid. Unfortunately, we have Malchus Edom that's up and hasn't been destroyed yet. Amar Lo Yaakov Ach El Sheol Turad. right? It was a pasuk in Yeshaya. So he said, Yaakov said, Ach el shol to Gehenim turat, they will eventually fall to Gehenim. If you act like a nesher, then they will, yeah?
Right. In other words, again, raise yourself. The lashon of Olam V'Yardim, right, yeah. in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar's view, right, is the aliyah of each malchus.
Right.
And the ultimate yirida of each malchus. So he showed him, you know, this one goes up, comes down, this one goes up, comes down, this one goes up, comes down. He says, Malchus Edom, the fourth one goes up, doesn't come back down. Yaakov was all panicked, it sounds right. like. But Kodesh Baruch Hu ends off reassuring him that, yeah, ultimately he will go down.
Yeah. It says the it didn't the missing one. Did it say Bava? Yeah. It said Madai. Didn't say
Yavon or Mitzrayim.
Yeah, it didn't say Yavon. Yeah.
It didn't say Yavon. Yeah. Okay. There's another gear. So I think in the footnote. Footnote 11. It looks like.
Oh, 52.
He goes through some other. Yeah. Madai. Yad.
Madai is 52.
Yeah.
And Greek is 180, like you said.
Right. Very
good. Okay. Very good. Okay, so that's the second shtickle. The second shtickle is this notion of what the malachim, either going through reconnaissance, like you said, they're reporting back and implementing, right?
And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu assuring Yaakov that he's going to give him direct
right.
hashgacha, which you wanted to tie to the same way the Ramban views Eretz Yisrael, right?
Right.
That has this direct hashgacha.
And Yaakov doing the Shemesh HaMitzvah is only in Eretz Yisrael, yeah.
Right.
The Gavra and the Chevsa. And then the other pshat of Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, the Maisa, the other pshat of Rabbi Elazar HaGadol that said is referring not to Malachim, but it's referring to the representatives of the Umos HaOlam, yeah,
right, of the Umos that were going to enslave the Jews, and that it was like a reprise of review of the Bris Man of Sarah.
Right, and also the picture you have in Daniel, and the wrongs of the latter, how many years they were in control, yep. Yeah. Okay, good. So that's the second shtickle. Let's look at, because I don't know how much more time, but we don't have too much more time, so let's try to see if we can do Pasuk Chof. I was thinking about Yud Zayin, but we're not going to have enough time. Let's look at Chof.
Okay.
It says in the Pasuk, Im Yeh Elokim Imadi. Yeah?
Yep.
If Hashem will be with me. Lashon Rashi, Im Yishmor li haftachas alalu shivtichani. If you'll watch for me the promises that he's promised me. V'tam hatanai shelo yigro machet. He was very worried, right? Because the Gemara has in brachas, right?
Shem yigro machet.
Yeah, dalet amraf, he quotes on the bottom, shelo yigro machet, because that can mess it up. So, if Hashem fulfills these promises, what is he so concerned about? Because if he sins, he could lose it. Kach amar b'rishis rabba. Rav Huna b'shem Rav Acha, hinei anochi imoch. Ksiv im iye elokim imadi. El mikan, shein avtoch latzadikim olam hazeh. The bottom line is that there's no promise for tzaddikim in this world.
I know he's in a certain sense he's like it sounds like he's doubting Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu just said I'll be with you, and he says if you're with me, then right. you'll be my God.
It's a chutzpah, you could say.
Sounds like a chutzpah. The answer is no, Mikan. That
right.
he was right to be worried, and therefore it was okay that he sort of phrased it as a challenge back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you're mekayim these haftachos, even if I don't earn them,
very good.
Right, even if Yigro Machet.
He's afraid, though, Shem Yigro Machet.
Right.
So they might not be fulfilled.
Right.
Now, there's a difference. This is what the Meshech Chochma says, that the reason why Hashem got upset at Sarah when she laughed and not Avraham is because we have a Rambam has a klal that any Nevuah Tova that you hear from a Navi can never be changed. Right?
Okay.
So since Sarah heard the news from Avram had a getter nevuah, so she had a chutzpah to laugh because
right.
it couldn't
well,
be changed.
Avram heard it straight from Kodesh Baruch Hu, it could still have been changed.
He thought it could be changed. Shema Yigro Machet.
Got it.
So similar vein here. He's with the Eibishter, you know what I mean?
Right.
So the bottom line is Shema Yigro Machet. And don't hold your laurels. We know the Gemara Yochanan Kohen Gadol, when he was 80 years old, he went off the derech. What'd you say?
Al-Tam and
Ba'atzmachot. Yeah, Yom Nosri. The bottom line is that there's no suffering in this matter.
In other words, it's just a lashon. It's just the way that you express a future thing, have a future occurrence, is with the im. Not that he's doubting. There's no suffix. He's not doubting that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it. He's just saying when it will happen. And the way that you say that in Hebrew is im.
Right. I mean, when what will happen?
When Kadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately be with me, then Kadosh Baruch Hu
then I'll be okay.
Correct. Right, that wasn't a doubt that Yovel would occur.
It's when it will happen.
It's going to happen, just hasn't happened yet.
Is that the way the Pasuk says it? Yeah, in Bamidbar?
Yeah.
What is it, Matos? Matos or Masa?
It's Masa, right? Yeah. With the Bnei Yosef coming and saying, you know, Imiya Yovel, when Yovel happens, we're going to lose a piece of our Yerusha.
So that's a Lashem, huh?
Yeah.
When the Tanai comes fulfilled,
when it comes. So he's not doubting that it will come. He's saying, when it comes, then the rest of us will be, you know, will come into play.
Right. So in other words, one shot is more of a spiritual thing of Shemi Gramachet. The other one is that
it's just a practical, grammatical.
Right. But I think they could be combined together because the person always has that, you know, gauging of, Hashem Yigur Mechei, don't be so high in yourself. And then, you know, you always can't rest on your laurels. Like when Moshe writes, Hayom, every day, if you failed yesterday, today's a new day. If you were successful yesterday, you always got to be working. That will motivate you for the Derech HaPshat that, you know, Im means that, you know, you have the Emun and Bitachon that, you know, when it happens. Yeah, it's going to happen, exactly. So maybe you could combine the two Pshatim L'maisa. Okay, let's take a look, and we have just a few minutes, but let's take a look at Perichov Tes Pusik Beis, see how far we can get with this. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Vayar vihine be'er basada, there was a well in the field, vihine sham shlosh edre tzon rov shemalel. Yaricha kosu b'sefer azeh lo dienu ki koivi Hashem yachlichu fu koach. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya that the people that seek out Hashem sometimes get weak. Virasu titein oz, and their fear turns into what? Fiercity. It's strength. Their fear turns into strength. I mean, all these guys are trying to get the rock off. No one can get it done. They have three sets of flocks. It's a shepherd's key. He comes from the travel from highway. He's tired, exhausted. And he himself is able to move the stone. All the shepherds needed to be moved. No one can move it. And here this man comes who's exhausted and he does it himself. The Shlosha Edrei Tzon. And the three flocks of sheep. They had many shepherds who shomrim. They're all trying to, you know, spread themselves on top of it. They can't move it. They have this secret that they're going to reveal. Yeah. Remez l'osin. This is a hint to the future. Came out that it's Nichnas B'derech, the well.
That he traveled on the path that passed by the well.
I mean, there was. His diamond lo kach shenichnas B'derech haber. He went through the way of the well.
He could have come in on a different route.
Well, and that's right. Well, and that's kol adarim rak shloshim hem.
And the fact that he showed up at the well just at the time that there were not a full set of shepherds there yet.
Right. Ubob is man she'evan al piyabir. It comes the exact time the stone is on the well. Vadarim shomrim lo, and the flocks are guarding it. Chen inin am a super kan lo diash yatzliach b'derech hazeh, and the matter tells us to notify us yatzliach b'derech hazeh. He was matzliach on this highway. Yatzim menu zera. He had many kids. Zochel l'remes hazeh ki abeir yirmos lebes hamikdash, because the well is a hint to the Beis Hamikdash.
Okay.
The three sets of flocks are Re Oler Gaon, Kimina Mina Beir Hahu Yishku Kahadarim. From this well, people are nourished. Shemishama Yushov and Ruach HaKodesh. From there, they're able to draw out the Ruach HaKodesh. Oshirmos Kimitzion Teitzei Teira. Wow. From Shanim Shulamayim. Wow. V'dibur Hashem, V'dvar Hashem Yishalayim. So let me ask you, what is this, what was the significance of him passing through the way with the well and not having, only having three flocks there?
So that's what he's saying, is like, it's another one of these. It's
before
like,
you
like,
get to the Shlosh or a Golem, you mean?
No, but that's,
mean, that's what it's saying.
That's exactly he's saying. Al Derech Drush.
Right. Al Piderech Drush.
Al Piderech Drush. The whole. You could have shortened. Kodesh Baruch Hu could have shortened the story in the Torah.
Right.
He didn't have to give us. And he went by the well. And there were three flocks. And it was like a whole thing.
Right.
You know, you want the story of rolling back the rock? Great. But he didn't have to give all this embroidery around all these details
right.
around it. Right?
Right.
The same thing we said right in Chayei Sora with the Maaseh with Rivka.
Right.
He didn't need all of the retelling of the story.
Right.
But there's a drush. There's a message there. Right. That it represents. You know, the Beis Hamikdash represents the Olah Regalim because that's going to be a message for ultimately what's going to give us success.
Right.
You know, is to go and to be reinvigorated from the Beis HaMikdash.
Right. Vinesva Shama Kola Adarim Habom in Lavot Hamada Nachem Tzaran. Those are the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Right?
Right.
Melochim, the Gemara in Hurrius quotes. So everyone gathers together. Golus Evan Hishku, he removed the stone and fed them drink. Shem Shama Yeshov and Ruch HaKodesh. Hishivus Evan, he returned to Evan. Munach L'Regal Abba. To be prepared for the next one.
Yeah.
After he removed it, he was moved to Ruach HaKodesh and read it for Rav Abba. Shem Lokein, all Yisrael, Shem Lokein, Yekol Yisrael, B'chol Yom Shor, Alem Ruach HaKodesh. I guess it would be too much,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, I think he's saying, he says the Eitz Yosef is saying there's an acknowledgement of sort of reality, which is that most of us are not going to be roy every single day to be exposed to Ruach HaKodesh. So we have three times a year we go and we recharge ourselves, we're exposed to that intense spirituality,
right.
And that, you know, tides us over.
Right.
Until the next time.
Right. And that was foreboding the future.
Foreshadowing, yeah.
Foreshadowing
the future. Where we're going to end up with this.
It's interesting, yeah?
Yeah.
It's interesting that he comes that this notion that you said about recharging. You need that, be able to recharge.
Yeah, I mean, that's his comment. That's his language. I mean, Shomer Yishov him Ruach HaKodesh.
Right. And he was Ayef, you know what I mean?
Right.
He literally was Ayef.
And right.
This
and
is
that
what,
fits well with the pasuk he quotes at the beginning, right? Kol Yashem Yachalif Uchoa.
Right. Is that the next pasuk, or is that a different pasuk? You're
no,
also, this is in pasuk in Mishlei.
Yeah, that's a separate.
Uh-huh. So in other words, that'll give him the strength.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see the next pasuk. Hayadatim is loving ben Nocher, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hayanikav yadu b'shem Aviv. He was known by his grandfather's name.
Right, loving ben Nocher. It's not loving ben Besuel.
Right. Ki hu nichbad mi Aviv.
Wow.
Yes, Nocher was more Mekovedik than...
No, I think that Lavan... Oh, that Nocher
was
more
Mechubah
than Besuel.
Besuel, yeah.
Okay.
Because it should have said, like you said, love him ben Besuel. So he says that Nocher was a hush of a person.
Right.
Lovin wasn't known. Lovin Noda Ba'arts Bashim. No one knew him as Besuel Aviv because he was a bad guy. Interesting, no? So, Rosh Beis Avosim, Kedesiv Elokei Avram Elokei Nocher. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's in later on, yeah.
Yeah.
Yitachin Shea Besuel Adam Pachos Milo. Wow, he was a bad guy, very low on stature. Well, Yirtzel Lovin Shechisul So Anoshim. Lovin only wanted to be associated because Lovin, you know, was a faker. You know,
right. He wants to pick up
tricker.
The highest prestige that he can
right.
by connecting himself to his grandfather.
Fits in Lovin. Yirtzel Lovin Shechisul So Anoshim. Rakel Aviv Aviv. Ki Kain Matsu Vayon Lovin Ubesuel.
Oh wow! It's almost like Lovin's trying to put himself on the same level. He's trying
right.
to say, "I'm connecting back to Nocher, which is why I can answer in the same breath and same moment as Besuel, because we're both considered like B'nai."
The Ibn Ezra says, "Yeah, I guess that's in Chayei Sora, yeah,
yeah,
yeah." Not like the redactor that says Lovin was before because Besuel was older, and Lovin was the balabos, yeah. No, but he was a tricker. Ulai hayakolza lamalas Avram ki ayukol mishpach mesiachsel Nocher. Achi Avram. Wow, Avram had such a shpa.
Everyone wants to get as close to Avram as they can. So even Lavan's going to say, I want to be connected to Nachor because Nachor is the brother of Avram.
Right.
That's better than Besuel, which is like a generation removed.
Right.
So if I can
right.
connect back, it's a
I think
closer.
That's a whole new shot.
It's a closer connection.
Yeah, I was also going to say, also, you see that the great Ashpa that Avram had, even on Nachor.
Right.
No, must be Nachor wasn't a bad guy either.
Right. Or at least not that
good.
Not that bad a guy.
Very good. Shukoyev. Thank you.